all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Today,
do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can
what happened? We got stopped. Do you believe in magic on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Kicking it into gear a little early. That's okay. We're glad to be with you. Super Don doesn't have to do the monologue to crank out the show today. But the musical...
That was some magic. That was some magic yesterday, wasn't it?
I tell you what, you pulled off some real magic. But, you know, why... You know, people really dig the music on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it's mostly thanks to you, Super Don. We have just come in with a song called Do You Believe in Magic? Because there is a new child's fairy tale book that was written by a doctor with numerous conflicts of interest promoting vaccines for everybody. As many vaccines as you can give and get and take without question... Do you believe in magic? And that's the guy, Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet. And as we kick off today's Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, vaccines are something we don't shy away from discussing, and we don't shy away from discussing very head-on, straight up, with no permission required. We look at the CDC as a promotion and marketing arm of the vaccine industry. We look at the FDA as a promotion and marketing arm and a protection mafioso-like protection racket of government for what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex against dietary supplements. And this guy, Paul Offit, who profits off of the vaccine industry, has made quite a career of attacking those who really like natural medicine and eschew the wonders of vaccine pseudoscience. And speaking of pseudoscience, oh my gosh, we are going to rip apart science today. Not the real stuff, the good stuff. But Mike Adams, the health ranger, he's written another great piece based on some good stuff questioning, science. What does science say? The 10 false assumptions of modern science and how to set science free with new paths to discovery. So I'm always excited when Mike's going to drop by. So we got that coming up. But here's the article on the Chicago Tribune. Alternative medicine attracts adherents for good or ill. And this Bonnie Miller Rubin interviews Paul Offit, who seemingly never met a dietary supplement he didn't go after and say it was bunk, it's quack, it's crazy medicine. And in fact, if you've ever, you know, it's not like Super Don, this is the first time we're talking about Offit. In fact, I don't like to talk about him because I don't want to give the guy much publicity, but
it was kind of funny this morning. I we got together to talk about the show, and I said, hey, you know, listen to this, Paul Offit, he said this, and it looked like somebody had, like, you know, shot your dog or something. It was just kind of like, oh, no, what's wrong, Robert?
Yeah, you knew where I was going with that one. But, again, he's on the media tour. He's on the media circuit, and he's promoting his book, which I am not urging you to buy. I do have an author coming up second hour, Jay Richards, who I do encourage you to buy. His book, Infiltrated, about all the government screw-ups regarding the economic industry, if you can call it an industry. So that's coming up. He's a New York Times best-selling author, number 4 this week. Going to be cool. So we got some economic healing as well. But this guy, again, he's promoting this thing, do you believe in magic? Trying to just parlay the idea that vaccines are scientific and food is magic. You know, and don't believe it.
Alternative medicine. I mean, he's going after alternative medicine.
Yes, which it shouldn't be alternative, as we know, because it is the medicine of history. It's the medicine of the ancients. It's the medicine of our ancestors. And it's interesting because Paul Offit's got a really screwy idea about history because he goes after people who have religious beliefs. Not a good idea, not a smart idea. He goes after parents, too. But, you know, if you believe in the Bible or the Quran or you read from the Torah, whatever, he's like, no, that's old news. Vaccines are it. That should supersede it. And you think I'm making this up? You're going to hear it straight from his mouth in just a little bit. Now, it even gets weirder on the supplement side. Just to set the you want to get the credibility of folks that you're going to have on the show. We're not going to have Paul. He would never appear live on the show. But to set up his credibility, he was actually interviewed by Sanjay Gupta, who we recently praised for acknowledging that he was duped and he misled others on cannabis, on the issue of medical marijuana or the use of marijuana. And Gupta, to his credit, you got to hear him in this interview, but he's interviewing Paul Offit, and they get onto the subject of Vioxx. What does Paul Offit think of Vioxx related to vitamins? Which is more dangerous? Go ahead and run that clip.
To increase one's risk of heart disease by twofold if you took a fairly high amount of Vioxx for 18 months. We knew about that in a second. I mean, Vioxx became synonymous with the word poison, I think, for some people, because the FDA regulated it. They put out a media release. It became very clear that this was a problem. And ultimately, the company that made it took it off the market. Vitamins, if you look at the data on megavitamins, large doses of vitamins, I think it's worse than Vioxx, and yet we don't know about it because the industry knows that it can market that away, that unless people are reading the journals, they're not going to know about it.
Vitamins could be worse than Vioxx.
Yeah, that's right.
But did you hear Sanjay? Sanjay's just incredulous. Okay, I know you're a doc and you like that, but vitamins are worse than Vioxx? Are you kidding me? So there's the credibility of a Paul Offit setting the stage right there for everybody. Vitamins, megavitamins. Now, listen, we have not been shy about talking about pharmaceutical vitamins, how we don't endorse them, we don't use them, we like food-based vitamins. But even those so-called mega dose vitamins, you know, if he says it's more dangerous than Vioxx, but we don't know about it. Excuse me? If it was even a tenth, a 100th of the danger of a Vioxx with the amount of deaths that occurred from Vioxx, it would have been front page news around planet Earth how dangerous these vitamins are. Don't tell
Dick
me
Durbin would have been all over that one, right?
Yeah, they would have been dropping drones on vitamin companies. Obama would be going all for it. So don't tell me we don't know about it. If it was happening, everybody would know about it because the media has a bias against it. And
yes,
so disingenuous is an understatement with Paul Offit on this subject matter. Vitamins are more dangerous than Vioxx. We just don't know about it. Anybody
absolutely
out
ridiculous
there, call me now. By the way, do we have the number forwarded, 866-939-BELL? Yeah, 866-939-2355. Call him. Plus, if you want, we might even get you on with the Health Ranger. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. So, anyway, now the exemptions. Rising number of exemptions. Lots of folks, parents waking up to the dangers. We talk about all the kids that are being harmed. I've interviewed the Thinking Moms Revolution folks. They've had, you know, all of these vaccine-injured children. Super Don, you have friends that you know firsthand that were damaged by vaccines.
Yes.
The doctors do horrible things to convince parents that are not sure to get them, or even if they don't want them, they'll sometimes take the children in another room and do it anyway. And I'm not making that up.
No.
We've got story after story of this. Now, Paul Offit gets into this exemption issue. He just doesn't like exemptions. He says, this is not real. This is not science. This is magic, right? Do you believe in magic? Go ahead and run the exemption clip number one.
The third way in which one can exempt themselves from vaccines is so-called religious exemptions. 48 states have them. I would argue this also doesn't make a lot of sense. First of all, the first vaccine was Edward Jenner's vaccine in 1796.
Didn't work.
The New Testament was written around 100 AD, the Old Testament between 1400 and 400 BC, and the Quran around 600 AD. All those texts were written well before there ever were vaccines, so not surprisingly, they never mention them or predict them.
So the vaccine sacrament, according to Paul Offit, supersedes the religious text that preceded it by 100 to 1,000 plus years.
That's
because
right.
They didn't know about
vaccines. I'm sorry, but your religion is flawed because vaccines came out after your book
right.
was written.
And, of course, we know that the Ten Commandments, if they were written today, one of the Ten Commandments, of course, would be to get your vaccines, right?
Thou shalt not deny your child vaccines.
Yep. Right. Thou shalt not exempt from vaccines. No, come on. So, it was all the rules and codes of the ancient religions were about cleanliness. And you can't tell me that they would endorse the cleanliness or not cleanliness of injecting toxic metals, aborted fetal tissue, animal DNA, antibiotics, formaldehyde, other... I mean, come on. This is silly. And it's silly. It's dangerous silly because Paul Offit actually believes this stuff. And if he does, the delusion that he's under is otherworldly, and maybe he's one of the lizard people. I don't know. But religious the text was written before vaccine, so that shouldn't apply here. But he goes further on this. Now he's bringing it into the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. Yes, believe it or not, the 14th Amendment says you should vaccinate your children. Listen to Paul Offit in clip number two.
Also, I would argue that that you could make the case that that it is does not make sense that if you say that it is my religious belief that a child not get a vaccine, that therefore a child should undergo less protection under the law. In fact, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, the so-called Equal Protection Clause, states that one should that a child or anybody should be equally protected. It implied, I think, independent of what a parent's beliefs system should be.
equal protection under the law now apply. Of course, hey, did Paul Offit recognize that the 14th Amendment also was supposedly ratified before there were a lot of these kind of vaccines that they're using today? Did he mention that?
A good point, because that means then that the amendment doesn't apply because it was before vaccines.
Right. No, but of course, you can twist
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
However, Paul Offit wine. By the way, cow, you mentioned cow, vodka, vaccination. Yes. Vodka means cow. It's based on the cowpox. And Jenner was loathed by the people of his day because he actually created more disease than he prevented. And that is a historical fact that Paul Offit conveniently overlooks. Now, the 14th Amendment does no such thing, equal protection of the law. 14th Amendment created United States citizens, which did not exist prior to the 14th Amendment. You were a citizen of the state. You were an inhabitant. You were not a corporate entity. And this, in a sense, or in reality, corporatized humans. And 14th Amendment, to me, wasn't one of my favorite amendments. There's a lot of reasons behind that. Do not want to vaccinate. So where does Paul Offit go from here? It gets worse on the exemption thing. You will not believe what he says in clip 3.
I think what we should do is we should call these exemptions what they really are. I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. What they are is that we should call them, I don't want to get vaccine because I've read a lot of scary things about vaccines and I'm afraid that they might hurt my child and I'm not so sure I believe in pharmaceutical companies or the medical establishment or the government, and so I don't want to get them vaccine exemption.
Is that not what it is?
That's one way that you could look at it. But, God, I mean, you know, listen to this guy. He's so condescending.
You don't have genuine beliefs. You're confused. You're afraid. You're not reading the literature. Of course, the literature supports what we're saying about the danger of vaccines, not what Paul Offit is cherry-picking to believe, the corrupt science that he's involved in. We have got word that he actually has seen the light. He's seen the light since we've aired this. I mean, this is really instantaneous. It's an amazing thing. But Paul Offit has seen the light. Can you run that real quick before break?
Well,
it's amazing.
Actually, Robert, let's give him the break. Let's give him the break to think about it. Okay, let's form his opinion. We'll do it after.
Good point. We should make sure Paul Offit really believes what he's about to tell us. This is what we hear. Go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. Mike Adams is on board today. Health Ranger, naturalnews.com is where we co-brand this, as well as GCN. We will be right back. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Go
got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
And the health world, as we do Monday through Friday. No, Sunday through Friday. That's right, Sunday. 6 days a week here on GCN
Sunday, Sunday,
Live.
Sunday.
And, of course, all of our affiliates. And thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about 10 false assumptions of modern science. So get ready for that. You know, one of them might include this vaccine issue. There's another article here we have linked up in the show notes. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Paul Offit and the vaccine industry, multi-millionaire vaccine inventor, voted himself rich. There's some stunning revelations in this article written by who? A CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson. She's a great reporter. She's been stomped on by the mainstream media to stop her cold when she goes too far in, I'd say, our direction, but I would just say in integrity. You know, a reporter right. That goes where the facts take her. We right. respect Cheryl, but she's gotten a lot of flack for it from her mainstream media bosses. So, what did he see? What did he get? Did he get a $340,000 payment,
well,
Paul Offit?
Well, I'll tell you what. This link that we've got linked up here, it's conveniently drpauloffit.org, which is great.
Yeah.
It starts off with a great article by Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News. It's got another article from the Orange County Register. And at the bottom here is an article from Age of Autism.
Yeah.
And this is Dan Olmsted, Mark Blacksill. Blacksill, mm-hmm. A great guy. He's the guy that testified, and we talked about that when that happened. But, you know, apparently, and what this article points out is that Offit made $29 million or more after using his role to create the market for the vaccine. He actually, can you believe it? He has a worldwide royalty interest in a Merck vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That I think has something to do with like diarrhea or
yeah, the Rotatec, the rotavirus
yeah.
vaccine.
Yeah,
so he basically voted himself through the CDC's advisory committee on immunization
yeah.
practices. I mean, can you imagine having a cushy position where you can basically vote the government to tell everybody to take something that you're going to profit
yeah.
from? That's
yeah.
why we call him Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, spelled P-R-O-F-I-T. Now, I said we're giving this guy a chance to come clean, you know, and maybe after hearing what we've said, the rumor has we have some impact out there.
Yeah.
Could we have reached him? Could we have touched him? Could it be
well,
that?
Well, actually, Robert, yeah, yeah. listen, while we were on the break, mm-hmm. I called into Paul Offit's office.
Okay.
And he had been listening to the show.
Oh, dear.
Believe it or not, Paul Offit was listening to the show. He
could
knew we were going to be talking about him.
Yeah.
We talked for a few minutes, and believe it or not, he's had a change of heart.
A change of heart?
He has.
I didn't know he had
yeah.
a heart.
Well, guess what? You know, just like the Grinch, It can happen. So I asked him. I had to record this because he had to get off the phone. But okay. I did get a chance to record the phone call. This is what Paul Offit had to say.
Breaking news.
Hi, my name is Paul Offit. I don't want to get vaccine because I've read a lot of scary things about vaccines, and I'm afraid that they might hurt my child, and I'm not so sure I believe in pharmaceutical companies or the medical establishment or the government, and so I don't want to get them.
He's with us.
The power of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, my gosh.
We have changed the heart and mind of Paul Offit.
Do you believe in audio magic?
I'm telling you. You know what? Listen, yeah. Paul Offit, we can now call him Prophet, but we're going to change the lettering. Now it's P-H-E-T at the end. Now he's a prophet. He will prophesy. He will now spread the good word of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow! Amazing. I'm still stunned. I mean, literally, this happened worldwide. Breaking news today. Paul Offit, he believes what we say. He's with us, or is he? Wait, was that some kind of audio play?
No. Of course not. Absolutely really not. It's 100% legitimate. I promise.
And Sanjay Gupta is still looking at Offit Biox. Is not it, you mean vitamins are more dangerous than vitamins? Yes, of course. He says it with a straight face. So why not?
Well,
why not?
Yeah.
He could make the leap. It could happen.
No, I'll tell you what. As soon as I heard him say that vitamins can be worse or are worse than Vioxx, he already go. You know, he's done. There's nothing more to say about this guy. This guy's lost his mind.
Well, listen, this is something that we'll point out. I don't like to talk about the guy, but with this magic book, which is a fantasy pharmaceutical fairy tale, you've got to be ever vigilant and diligent in your own studies to recognize that parents are smarter than Paul Offit. Paul Offit.
The point has to be made. You're going to name your book, Do You Believe in Magic? Who is it that's really believing in magic here?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I believe it's Paul Offit.
Yeah, I believe so. And, you know, this kind of dovetails into what we're going to talk to Mike Adams about today, because Mike did another great piece at naturalnews.com, and we have it linked up in the show notes. The 10 False Assumptions of Modern Science and How to Set Science Free with New Paths to Discovery. I don't know that Offit's going to like what we're going to talk about, but that's okay. Makes me happy if he's a little nervous about the fact that you are waking up to the reality that you are smarter than him. And it's true. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. Call in now. Mike Adams is joining us after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's rock this hell. We'll knock it up a few notches.
Bureaucrats and corporations
yeah.
that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go, and guess who's with us? Guess who's with us? The Health Ranger, Mike Adams. What a perfect segue from Paul Offit. By the way, we just heard from Super Don that he found a Craigslist ad, 50 Vicodin, real cheap, and it looks like Paul Offit's looking for new work based on him admitting that vaccines may not be so good.
It's so much. I mean, listen, the Paul Offit deal that we had a little bit fun with. Okay, yes, I admit I kind of altered that audio slightly just yeah. for entertainment purposes. But you know what? This Craigslist ad,
yeah,
the real deal.
It's
there's
real.
Actually some selling Vicodin on Craigslist. How awesome
well,
is that?
That's none of us here. Mike Adams, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just laughing. I'm about to roll on the floor over here.
Oh, it's incredible what's going on out there. But anyway, we had some fun at Paul Offit's expense, but he deserves it, so that's okay. But Mike, your piece on the 10 false assumptions of modern science and how to set science free with new paths to discovery. How's that being received out there? Are you getting some of the naysayers or are people going rah-rah like I am? I love it.
Well, very well received. I guess from time to time we do have naysayers, mostly just paid trolls, actually, who try to throw a little noise in the works, but mostly, you know, people get it. You know, look, you and I and the things that we do are on the cutting edge of real science. So mostly when people out there like Paul Offit claim to be working in the realms of, quote, science, that is corporate-run science, the same corporations that commit felony crimes as a routine day-to-day function of doing business. For example, they've been caught bribing doctors in China over and over again. The U.S. Justice Department has caught GlaxoSmithKline committing multiple felony crimes. They paid a $2 billion settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid having their company listed as unable to do business with the government ever. So we are talking about a criminal organization that has hijacked the name science. So when you talk about vaccines, when you talk about pharmaceuticals, when you talk about psychiatric drugs, that is a criminal mafia entity that claims to be using science but is, in fact, using bribery, fraud, quack science, you know, junk science, fabrication of evidence over and over and over again. We've shown this, and you've covered it on your show. So you want to get into real science, you have to eliminate or get past the false assumptions of modern science. And that's what Rupert Sheldrake has done in his book called Science Set Free, which I celebrated in an article that got published last night on naturalnews.com. And that's the focus of this segment.
Yeah, indeed. And the first one being that the universe is mechanical. It's like when people say that and you hear it, and you're like, what do you mean? But we've talked about materialism, reductionism. This is the concept that it's all about replacing a part. You wear it out, you put it back. That's science. Well, if you're a robot, perhaps, but where's the humanity? We're not robots.
Well, exactly. The mechanical belief system about the universe is really a sort of a 19th century belief system. It is accurate at a macro level, but it loses its accuracy when you really get into the interrelations between things and you get into microscopic levels and you get into holistic levels, the holographic nature of our reality, the holographic nature of the brain, the holistic systems and how the body works together, not just parts isolated from each other, but entire systems working together. You know, the second brain in your gut working with your conscious brain, working with your subconscious brain, working with your spirit holistically to heal you, to activate your genes so that you can heal yourself. These kinds of topics. The modern science, the corporate-run old-school science, the flat-earth science, if you will, believes that the entire universe is mechanistic, made up of only little pieces and parts and chemicals, and that if they could just split everything into the smallest possible parts, then they would understand the mind of God, and they would be able to dispel the entire idea of the existence of consciousness.
Right.
They would be able to dispel the idea that there was any kind of an engineer slash creator slash God slash intelligent race of beings that had a hand in creating our entire universe. And yet, the scientists think that our universe spontaneously created itself without cause, that something big happened with no cause. They call it the Big Bang, but they don't have any explanation for how the Big Bang happened. So if you really get down to it, Robert, materialism is a dogma. It is,
yes.
And those who follow it are members of a cult pushing an almost dark religion that is harming humanity by holding us back from the much greater truths that require us to embrace more advanced science,
yes,
which is the holistic nature of the universe, quantum phenomena, and there are many, many examples of that we can get into, consciousness, mind-body medicine, the human brain as both a broadcast antenna and a receiving antenna, non-locality throughout the universe, meaning information traveling instantaneously faster than the speed of light, obviously, through apparently unlimited distances, these kinds of issues, Robert.
Yeah, this is there are a number of, there's 10 of them, in fact, you can read through them, we won't be able to cover them all, but what you've just said also relates to the folks that believe you can just, you know, lop off somebody's head and place it on a frozen body and thaw it out, and that it'll be you still. Like, again, you are just your body, and we've covered that a number of times on the show together, and it seems absurd when you talk about it, but there are folks in that so-called scientific realm that actually believe that stuff.
Oh, I know, and They also eliminate all the evidence that contradicts their belief systems. For example, there are many, many documented cases of people who receive organ transplants who then, after receiving, let's say, a heart or a lung, they take on the memories of the donor. They actually experience the memories of the person who donated those organs, the person who's dead. Well, how can memories be stored in organs if the scientists say they're stored in a location in the brain, that the brain is the processing center, and that's the only processing center? Well, so all of these anomalies, and we can name, you know, hundreds of them, really, there's so many, they're simply dismissed. So scientists today have become a religion that dismisses all evidence contrary to its core belief system. That sounds like the church, you know, the 16th century European church, which said, you know, the earth is flat and the earth is the center of the universe, and any evidence against it was, you know, heresy.
Yes.
And any actual scientist who said, no, the sun is the center of the universe, you know, heliocentric view, was condemned as, you know, working for Satan or something. But
well,
that's what science is today.
Mike, in many ways, opening on the Paul Offit story, it's literally like that, because he was referencing the Bible, the Quran, different things, and really trying to replace his religion of science or scientism, replacing the religions of old. Now, I believe in the liberty, the freedom to believe what you want to believe, but he was trying to say that all of that is just about magic, but what we're doing is the real stuff. And, of course, that's the furthest thing from the truth. We've talked about the political conflicts of interest, the economic conflicts of interest, and the fact that, you know, if we talk about vaccines, they don't do what they say they're going to do in preventing disease. In fact, they create 10 or 20 or 30 others.
Well, exactly, and many vaccines still can contain methylmercury, which is any scientist, even Offit, would have to admit that this toxic mercury is very damaging to the human nervous system, especially when injected. How crazy is that? You don't even have the digestive protections. You inject it, it's highly damaging. But, you know, people like Paul Offit, I really feel sorry for him, because you know how some people claim that they're like a woman trapped in a man's body and they want to do transgender changes to become who they really are. I've always felt like Paul Offit was a child bully trapped in an adult's body.
Well, actually, you know what I've always said? I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Okay. Thank you,
right,
Super Don.
Okay. But Offit is like a schoolyard bully. All he can really do is attack and intimidate and threaten people. He doesn't have an adult mind. In other words, he mm-hmm. can't really look at evidence. He doesn't have the ability to process information in the way that normal, balanced, healthy adults would be able to do. And in doing that, though, he is indicative of the dogmatic cult of scientism, as you often
right.
say,
mm-hmm.
in that they are, in fact, brain damaged by their own vaccines. I believe Paul Offit is brain damaged because he has taken the things that he espouses, you know, pharmaceuticals and vaccines and so on. And I believe that I would love to find a way to rehabilitate Offit, to mm-hmm. restore his brain function so that he would be capable of grasping actual science. But I'm not optimistic about it because, you know, he might resist that effort. He might be so damaged that he wants to continue to damage himself. You know, that's
we'll
bad,
just
that's
we'll just send him to Super Don. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of it, as we heard. Now, I want to ask you this, Mike, because this is one of the areas. Now, there are sincere skeptics out there. We're not throwing them all under the bus. There are those that, you know, just say, hey, show me. I don't necessarily I believe you need to really test it. Let's have a blind study of some kind. Now, I don't think that all those blind studies are as good as they say they are. But one of the false assumptions you listed here, and we got a couple of minutes before break, unexplained phenomena such as telepathy or illusory. I know the realities of these things, but can you really study them in a mechanistic way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, Dean Radin has done exactly that. He has created, well, over many, many years, he has run numerous studies, hundreds of studies, that, or clinical trials, I should say, that test these things and prove beyond a doubt. I mean, in some cases, multiple millions to one, the odds against this being purely chance or coincidence, that there is something going on. Now, it's not the comic book level of telepathy and people lifting things like Yoda taught Luke Skywalker, you know, rocks floating around and
right.
pull your X-Wing out of the swamp. What it is a latent, low-level connection a lot of moms experience this when their children are in trouble, even though they're far away. The mother will simultaneously experience that child calling out to her in her mind, or she'll suddenly feel a sense of fear. It's connected. There have been many, many documented cases of people having premonition dreams. But what Dean Radin does is he tests these things scientifically, and he establishes a scientific basis. He has well established, for example, the fact that many people are able to physiologically sense danger 3 seconds before a dangerous event takes place. Mm-hmm. The body knows it before their conscious mind does.
Yeah, and we've seen it with the animal kingdom before the big tsunami out there in Indonesia, where the animals left and just went up the hillside where the humans walked toward the water. So we've got to reconnect with that. Is science supporting it, or is it damning us if we embrace our true reality, that connection to that deeper level of spirit? Mike Adams is our guest. We've got one more segment with him. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com, through naturalnewsradio.com as well. Stand by for more Mike Adams after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All right, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, live with Super Don behind the scenes. And, of course, Mike Adams is with us, our good friend, the Health Ranger from naturalnews.com, naturalnewsradio.com. A lot of folks are listening through that. We appreciate all y'all. And we're talking about the 10, false assumptions of science. And, you know, as we were talking on the break, Mike, you brought to my attention some good science. They're actually acknowledging some things like probiotics, good bacteria, beneficial bacteria, lowering the risk of allergies for kids. And I'm sure that Paul Offit is scratching his head about this one, but, you know, we like science when it's real.
Well, yeah, exactly. The study you mentioned looks like it just came out of Pediatrics, the journal, and it's being played up by the mainstream media, believe it or not, saying that babies whose mothers take probiotics when they're pregnant have a lower risk of allergies than other kids. So, gee, once again. But, you know, I was trying to think about maybe writing an article as if I were Paul Offit and trying to argue all the things that people like him argue. So, But it's very difficult. You'd have to have an article that says things like, well, GMOs are great for you. Eat more, you know, insecticide. Mercury is good. It's a nutrient. It's actually a nutrient that babies need. Mercury in brain.
It's natural.
It's natural.
Mercury is natural.
Natural. Yeah. That's right. You would have to argue pesticides are great for cognitive function. Mm-hmm. You would have to say that the body has no need for actual food nutrients, that it could just, you could basically just eat IV chemicals all day long, and that would be sufficient to have perfect health, as long as they include statin drugs and psychiatric drugs and blood pressure medications. It's basically like a cocktail, a big pharma IV cocktail, right in your vein every morning. You wake up, boom, tap your veins, pop a needle, pump in about 25 prescription drugs. See, this is what these people believe.
Yeah. Well, there is that generic drug screw-it-all that sounds like what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Screw-it-all, it has been very, very handy lately.
Yes.
A lot of people in the media, especially, they wanted to be journalists, but then they realized that their boss won't let them write real news, so they just say, I'm going to take some screw-it-all and just reprint White House press releases.
Well, that's another aspect of why, you know, I've said for many years on here, if you're not getting your news from natural news, you're not getting the news, because, you know, we don't do press releases from pharmaceutical companies or government agencies. We talk about, what the media is supposed to be. They used to call it, the fourth estate, the idea that you would be independent of those things. And we know the rest of the corporate media, including much of the scientific journalism that is not scientific. We give props when they do good work, like when Sanjay Gupta goes on and says, I'm sorry, I was wrong about cannabis. I was misled, and I actually misled you based on the science that I didn't investigate. So I'll give them props when they do something right, but when they're not, we're going to call them out.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why your show is so important. GCN is so important, carrying all this news through your show and other shows as well, spreading the truth about, you know, real health, nutrition, how to prevent disease, how to stay out of the trap of the hospitals and the pharmaceutical spiral of death. I mean, this is crucial stuff for our society. Look, we are not going to make it, Robert. We're not going to make it as a nation, as even a civilization, if we don't get past these false assumptions of modern science. We got to get past the era of deadly chemicals. We got to get past the era of thinking that we aren't conscious beings, that we're all just chemical robots running around, that life doesn't mean anything. You know, we got to get past this idea that drugs are the answer to health, not nutrition. And if we don't, we're going to fail. We're going to collapse. I mean, we're very close to it right now.
Well, and of course, we've got the added insult beyond vaccines, which are very direct on one-on-one, and you can at least say no or try to prevent them from doing it to your child or you. But the issue now, big up Fukushima, which you've been covering, we've been covering here, only becoming a bigger story, and some aspects of the old media are now starting to pay attention a little bit.
Yeah, finally, a couple of years after the event, they're starting to say, gee, there's radiation leaking, and it's bad. What should we do about it? Yeah, we've been telling people about that for years. In fact, we did a story the other day about how the Japanese government had a brainwashing campaign to tell people that radiation wouldn't harm them if they just drank a few beers and smiled a lot. You know, it's really, that's the kind of science that they're pushing out there. It's just complete quackery. But as long as they can have some, you know, doctor or some PhD, some government official say these things, there's a certain segment of the population that will believe them. That's how people like Paul Offit get any traction whatsoever. It's just there's a lot of people who are uninformed about science who will believe anything they're told, even if it's complete quackery.
Well, that's why I keep encouraging my friends out there. You know who you are. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and the like. And Mike, it's always great to have you on board here, and I encourage everybody to read what you're putting out.
Thank you, Robert. Great to join you. Have a great show.
All right, that's the Health Ranger. We've got lots of healing to go. 13 things, drop about 20 things. What's the government trying to hide? We're going to reveal it next hour. Plus, infiltrated author Jay Richards is coming up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.